Pelvic inflammatory disease. What is pelvic inflammatory disease, or PID? Pelvic inflammatory disease, often called PID, is a general term for infection and inflammation of the upper reproductive organs in women. It is often, though not always, a complication of a sexually transmitted disease. PID may include infection and inflammation of the fallopian tubes, the lining of the uterus, or the ovaries. PID may also occur inside the abdomen as an abscess, inflammation of the lining of the abdomen, or inflammation around the liver. Pelvic inflammatory disease can occur as a silent disease, damaging the reproductive organs without causing symptoms. Although most women recover fully with treatment, some develop serious problems after having PID. Untreated PID can make scar tissue that can cause ongoing or chronic pelvic pain, tubal pregnancy, and infertility. Untreated pelvic inflammatory disease is a serious health problem with long-term effects. Sexually active teenagers and young adult women who have the highest risk of getting sexually transmitted diseases are considered a high-risk group for developing PID. What causes PID? PID usually begins as a sexually transmitted disease that infects the cervix, which connects the upper vagina to the uterus. After the cervix is infected, it becomes easier for bacteria present in the vagina to get into and infect the uterus and fallopian tubes. The most common causes of PID are gonorrhea and chlamydia, which are sexually transmitted diseases. Bacterial vaginosis, an imbalance of normal vaginal organisms, can also make the reproductive tract vulnerable to PID. What are the symptoms? In its early stage, PID may cause no symptoms or only mild symptoms, such as abnormal vaginal bleeding, pain with intercourse, or abnormal vaginal discharge. More noticeable symptoms often do not develop until the infection has spread to the fallopian tubes or the lining of the abdomen. The main symptom of PID is lower abdominal pain, usually described as crampy or as constant and dull. This pain may get worse during bowel movements, sexual intercourse, or urination. Fever is another common symptom. Symptoms of PID tend to be more noticeable during menstrual bleeding and sometimes in the week following. How is PID diagnosed? PID can be difficult to diagnose with certainty, and delaying treatment can lead to reproductive organ damage and chronic pain. For this reason, health professionals typically prescribe treatment even when there is a small chance that PID is present before all laboratory results have been processed. There is no single test that can detect PID. Instead, it is diagnosed based on your medical history, your symptoms, a physical exam, and lab test results. Lab tests commonly include screening for the most common causes of PID, such as gonorrhea and chlamydia, and sometimes include blood tests for signs of infection. Your health professional may also order a transvaginal ultrasound to look for other possible causes of your symptoms, as well as signs of PID-related damage to the fallopian tubes, uterus, or ovaries. How is it treated? Antibiotics are the treatment of choice. They are usually taken by mouth for 14 days. To prevent reinfection, sexual partners are also evaluated and treated for any sexually transmitted diseases. It is important to avoid sex during the treatment period. When PID is severe or difficult to treat, or when it is diagnosed during pregnancy, hospitalization and intravenous antibiotics are necessary. Occasionally, surgery is needed to drain a pocket of infection. If an intrauterine device, or IUD, for birth control is in place, it may be removed. Follow-up evaluations occurring 2 or 3 days after treatment has begun, then 7 to 10 days later, and again 4 to 6 weeks after treatment has ended, are recommended to monitor your recovery. What increases your risk for PID? Sexually transmitted diseases are the top risk factors for developing PID. Bacterial vaginosis also increases your PID risk by making the reproductive tract more vulnerable to infection. Other factors that increase your risk for getting PID include having had a previous case of PID and having had a recent pelvic medical procedure, such as an intrauterine device insertion, a D&C, or an induced abortion.